Welcome back to another episode. It has been a while since I've recorded one of these. If you don't know me well, I have had a lot going on the last year or so. I recently made the move to self-employment, so I am doing independent agronomy, as well as building a women's workwear line, Darn and Farm and Ranchwear. So that has kept me very busy. And as I kind of start to find my groove with things, I am getting back into the podcasting game. And with that said, I am so very excited for this episode. Today, I'm going to be talking to Jody Aldred of Jody Aldred Photography. Jody is a young woman in her 20s who has started her own photography business in the ag industry. And I really don't know anyone else who's really focused photography around the ag sector. And I think she has done such a fantastic job of building her business and capturing the authenticity of our industry. And that can be tough to do. So I'm very excited to share her story with you today. We will get started at the very beginning, which would be, where are you from and what sparked your love of agriculture?
So I'm West Lorne, Ontario. I grew up on a cash crop farm there, and we have beef cattle as well. And then growing up, we always had my mom, her family kind of comes from a horticultural background. So she grew up on a tomato farm, and then she continued vegetables and growing flowers and stuff on our farm. And then my dad always did the maple syrup, and it's always just kind of been a mix of different things on our farm. So that was great growing up, seeing like a variety of things just like at home on the farm. We had sheep, we had, as kids, we experimented with like goats and tons of different things. So that was good.
That sounds like an amazing childhood. I'm a little jealous.
It was kind of a funny farm, but it was good. We got to experience a lot just at home on the farm. And then I always wanted to be a vet growing up. That was kind of my main focus. And then the older I got, kind of, and you had to like seriously think about your careers in high school. I know there's a female vet in our area, and she recently had kids, and like we kind of saw firsthand, you can't necessarily mesh motherhood and being a vet very easily. It's possible, but it's hard. Mm-hmm. So one day, I hope that like family is also something that's going to be very important to me. So I kind of thought, why would I go down that path when I know I don't really think that's going to suit the lifestyle that I hopefully want one day.
That was very forward thinking of you.
Yeah, it felt a little weird in high school to be telling people like, one day I want to be like a really good mom, and like I don't know how that's gonna work. But I'm glad I thought about it. So then I kind of had to sit back and think like, okay, what other things are you interested in that would give you more of a flexible lifestyle? Mm-hmm. Because growing up on the farm, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. So I think once you've seen that, it's really hard to imagine life differently than that. Mm-hmm. And I know that we were very fortunate to have her at home. So then I really took an interest as well to like the equipment end, and like if there's anything that I could drive on the farm, I was driving it.
Nice.
So then I thought maybe an agronomist would be a really neat job. Flexible hours, you have your busy seasons, but you're also kind of, at the time, I thought that was kind of the area I wanted to go into. And then I focused more in on the GPS end of stuff. Mm-hmm. So I took strong interest to that because, again, on our farm, we didn't have GPS. So to me, that was really interesting to learn at the time. And I thought, like, how amazing is this? And I really took a focus on that. And I kind of stuck with that until things kind of switched gears into photography.
Well, I love that. I actually didn't know that you had worked in GPS before. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
So when did you start to become interested in photography? Was that something that you had done as a hobby all along? or when did that start to develop?
So I always liked taking pictures around the farm. Like, I know as a kid, I really wanted a camera one year for a birthday present. And that was, I'm sure lots of kids did though. Like, as social media kind of came out, cameras were a thing. And then as that died down, like, everyone started getting the iPhones, and I would just take photos around the farm on my iPhone. And I loved getting creative with different shots and everything like that. So I never thought anything of it. I just enjoyed capturing our farm. And then a neighbor, actually, they wanted to get some family photos done. And the daughter said, why don't you contact Jody? She's really good at taking photos. And at this point, I didn't even own a camera. So I just borrowed my uncle's camera and I took some photos for them. And then they posted it to social media, and then more people were asking me, and I'm like, people, I don't even own a camera. So then I looked into getting a camera. And then what I did was I Googled like agricultural photographer, because I wanted somebody that knew the things that I like to photograph, and that we could have like a common ground on that. So there was one individual that really guided me on what equipment to purchase, what to focus in on. And I thought, if I buy a camera, like, the least I'll do is like really up my Instagram posts for fun. Like, if anything, I'll find joy out of this. Like, I have no idea what this train of people calling me and asking for family photos is, but hey, I will invest in a camera, because if anything, I'm going to use it. So I did that, and then, yeah, there was kind of a series of how it trickled into being full-time. But as far as my interest, I guess I've always had interest. It was just, I never even thought of it as a career.
I love that. I love that it just started with an iPhone. So now you're working in GPS and you're taking some photos on the side, and you get your first camera and you're figuring out how to use it. When does the switch come in that you decide that you're going to take this more seriously?
So, post college, I went and worked for Huron Tractor in their GPS department. And I loved connecting with farmers. I loved seeing what farmers were doing, the innovative things they were doing. And up in Huron County, it's certainly more advanced than where I'm from. But then there was that factor of not being close to home. And I'm the type of person that just felt like I was missing so many moments of like, just day-to-day things on the farm. And I'm that type of person that like, you're going to blink and like life's gone. Like, you're not going to get that time with your parents. So yeah, I'm a big softie, and that really got to me that I wasn't around home. So I really struggled with all that. And then I thought, you know what, like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but this isn't it anymore. Like, I'm very interested. It's neat. It's interesting, but this is not it for me. So I knew that I loved farming, like being in the field. So I thought, I will go help a farm until I figure out what it is I exactly want to do. And that's the beauty, I guess, of being a farm kid, is like, there's always general labor needed.
Yes.
So I wasn't fearful that I wouldn't have a job. So I went and helped a farm, and I kind of thought maybe at one point, like, oh, maybe I'll go and do like the GPS for a farm like themselves. Like, maybe I thought that was my next step. So yes, I went to work for a farm, and I still help them to this day, and they're great friends. And that was really interesting again, because it's much larger scale equipment than what we run at home. So I felt comfortable running the equipment. It was just also a really neat opportunity to do that. And while I was working for them and doing that, I was still getting inquiries for photos. That trickling effect didn't stop. So I was doing that on weekends while learning. And then I was going to second shoot for a photographer, at weddings, and I was getting experience, doing that. And then it got to the point where I kept getting inquiries, and I was trying to edit, and I was trying to go out and take photos, but photo season matches up with the busy season in the field. So it kind of got to a point where I thought, I'm young. I don't have many payments in life. I don't have like these big burdens. And I had seen the photographer that was mentoring, she made it a full-time job. So I thought, you know what, this is possible. I think it's just a matter of, I need, like, if it's possible at all, I need to put time and effort into this. So I thought, at this point in my life, why not just try it out, take the chance? If it doesn't work, what did I lose? So it kind of worked out for them anyways, because I think they were in a transition on their farm where, like, what do we keep somebody busy with all year round? Like, we need someone for field work, but do we need someone all year round? And it's not like I'm mechanically inclined. I can't go fix tractors. Like, I'm kind of useless in that department.
I hear you.
So it worked out well. I kind of parted ways after the spring, and I really dove into the photography and things took off. And then, like I said, because I love still being in the field, I go help them now in the busy season, and it actually works out really good for both of us. So
nice.
That is how that transitioned.
That's a good balance. I feel like you're very, very forward thinking, just everything that you have said so far about, like, you know, thinking about later in life when you start a family, and then just thinking about the seasonality of what you're trying to do with your kind of side hustle at the time, right?
It's a blessing and a curse, because, like, if you think that far ahead, it's good. But then sometimes I get too caught up in thinking about everything rather than just figuring stuff out. And while I was in my other job, like, a lot of us will have different summer jobs while we're in university or college, and I feel like there's like a little unallotted, like, go try different jobs, and like, it's not frowned upon. But then when you're done schooling, it's like, okay, what are you going to do for the rest of your life? And it's like, and I thought I was one of the sure ones. I was like, I'm going to go into agronomy. I'm going to love this. Life's going to be great. Like, what's so hard about figuring this out? Like, and then I quickly realized that, like, I quit a few jobs. Like, there were summer jobs that led into full-time opportunities, and I was like, nope, this isn't for me. I went and worked at Huron Tractor. Nope, this isn't for me. And I think that was really hard to quit a job, because I've always been very committed to my jobs. But I was at the point where, like, if I don't see myself loving this, this is a disservice to me and to the company and to the customers. So do I promote quitting? No, but I think at this point in our life, when we are trying to figure out who we are and what best suits us, I was not afraid to quit for some reason. It was really hard to tell people, like, yeah, that wasn't it for me. And like, people thought it was a really good job, and it is. But I think at the end of the day, like, people get caught up in the job titles and the company vehicles and the company cell phones and all that. And at the end of the day, I didn't care about any of that. I was like, this is a cool job on paper, but it's just not for me. So if it's not for me, I'm not going to keep putting time and effort into this. So yeah, quitting jobs was hard. But I think I'm glad I did it, because it led me to kind of what I'm doing.
Yeah, totally. And honestly, like, I feel like you say that and you're like a little bashful about it, but like, I mean, I don't think that there is anything wrong with leaving a good opportunity for something that you feel is a better opportunity. And I think it is really easy early on in your career, and I guess I say this for the younger people listening, but I think it is very easy to get caught up in the titles, like you say, and the perks and the designations and all of that. But at the end of the day, like, we're not on this earth for very long. And so if you're not doing something that is really fulfilling to you, then I certainly think that there is no need to stay where you're at. You know, I've changed jobs too, and you know, I've always stuck something out for, you know, a fair length of time. But looking back, there's been times where I almost wish that I had left sooner, right? And so I think our generation is more that way too. You know, I think our parents' generation, they stayed somewhere for a very long time. And I do think that our generation is like, we're definitely like fulfillment seekers, totally.
Well, and I think there's so many more opportunities now too. Like there's so many jobs that have been created just with technology that it's opened the doors up to like so many different possibilities.
Yes, totally. Okay, so going back to that question a little bit then. So having that mentor, like being able to shadow and help out that wedding photographer, did that kind of show you that this was possible? Or do you think that you were already a bit of an entrepreneurial person before that?
I think there was always a part of me, now looking back, I think there's always a part of me that was seeking to do my own thing. Just because I saw both my parents at home on the farm, and I knew being at home on the farm was not a reality. We are not of the size to employ me. So looking back, yes, I think unknowingly I was searching for something to have my own flexibility, but certainly at the time, she was the reason that I was like, this is possible. Because I remember in high school, somebody saying that they were going to go into photography. And I kind of thought that was like a not very fruitful career. I thought, that's nice, but like, is that really a career? And it's funny because at this point, that is something that like will get to me some days, because there's definitely people that think like, oh, like, can you pay your bills? And I think it's more frustrating when it's a business that you've started yourself and you've put all your time and effort and like a lot of effort into making what it is. I think that comment comes off even more offensive sometimes when I hear it, which I try not to get offended by it, because I remember in high school, I also thought that like it was not a career that could sustain somebody's living. Mm-hmm. But she definitely was somebody that said like, Jody, this is possible. You can make a good living at this. So that's kind of what I did. Again, especially in the farming career, or the farming industry, saying that I was going to go and explore photography was just like not many people understood it. They were kind of like, oh, like good luck. I'm not sure how that's going to pan out for you, but good luck. But they kind of forget, like, every time you open a magazine or every time you open a publication, like, somebody's taking those photos. I just don't think anyone kind of pictured that, like, it would be a farm girl that's grown up in their own community type thing that wanted to aspire to do that.
Totally. I don't know anyone aside from you that has really carved out that niche, like, at least in Ontario anyways. Like, when you think of farm photography, you think of Jody. So that's really cool and definitely a testament to you. And that is funny you say that about farmers, because yeah, farmers, I find, you know, they're typically forward thinkers and they're risk takers themselves, but it's also a very traditional industry.
Yeah.
So when you started out then, a lot of it was obviously just referrals from family and friends. And was it more family shoots or more farm shoots, more wedding? What did you start out doing, and then what has it progressed to now?
So I think a lot when anyone starts photography, you naturally fall into the family and wedding. I was able to get into the wedding industry because I had second shot for somebody else. So that kind of gave people looking in this confidence level that like, okay, she's been there, she's done it, she has some photos to show for it. So yeah, a lot of it was word of mouth or like locally people sharing on Facebook. And that was really good. But I knew that there was like this part of me that just loves the farm end of it. So I actually had made a call up to Sandy Brock when I first started. Actually, I don't think I called her. I think I saw her at a conference and I walked up to her. And at the time she was like this daunting individual, like, not, you know, when you like idolize someone, you kind of think like they're not on the same level as you.
Yes.
So I said to Sandy, would you ever be interested if I came to your farm and got some photos, if you posted them on social media and then maybe also tag me back, and like, is that something you'd be interested in, just to mutually kind of benefit each other? Mm-hmm. So I went and did that. And I think that really helped at the start, honestly, just because it connected me to a larger audience of people that didn't know me. And she kind of shared a little bit of my story of like, hey, there's this young girl. She's like wanting to get into egg photography. Here's some of the photos she did at our firm. So I went and did those for free. And there were certain shoots that I would go to farmers' fields and just do stuff for free just to like show what I could do. So I'm still grateful to this day that like people let me come out to their farm. They let me do that. They took time out of their day. But I think looking back, that was like a big kind of kickstart things for me when I went out and did that.
I think it's really good to share that because people don't always hear about the starting out phase, right? Like they typically, they see you once you're already successful at something. And that's usually, I think, where people look at and they're like, oh, well, that's where I want to be. But they don't always think about, okay, well, what did that person have to do to get there? You know, like even, you know, you take this podcast, for example, this is something that I do because I really enjoy doing it, right? And it's provided me with a lot of great opportunities, but it costs money and it takes time, right? And people, they don't always think about that when they look at you and they're like, oh, like, you know, you're doing well for yourself, right? And same thing, you know, starting a clothing business, right? I mean, I get these overalls made and, you know, I gave a pair to one of my vets and a pair to another. And I'm like, just please just go wear these on farm. Let me know what you think, right? And sometimes you just, you have to do things like that.
Yeah. And like you've probably found too, a lot of like my past jobs in agriculture have really helped or connections. Like I know in high school, I would go to every ag seminar there was or any conference or anything like that. And I was in a big mindset at that time to like connect with as many people as I could. Mm-hmm. And it's great at this point because looking back, it's like some of those jobs may have not panned out to be what I wanted it to be. Like, no, some of them weren't my dream jobs, but I met so many amazing people along the way. And they have supported me in so many different ways. Like even if they just ordered something as simple as a calendar from me, to me, that's just like one more little tiny ounce of support that like I wouldn't have had unless I had those connections before. And you see it online all the time, but I think it is true that like when you support a small business, like you're not just another name that comes through our screen. Like, you know, like when you see orders and it's somebody, you know, like it's a part of you gets excited that they're supporting us.
Totally.
So that's really cool.
So you started out doing more family photo shoots, weddings, but a piece of you really wanted to be doing more on the ag side. So you do some free promo work, start doing more agriculture shoots, and now you're doing shoots for, you know, big agricultural companies. How did that come about? And, you know, what does a week or a month or a year look like for Jody now?
So some of those actually, one of my first big, I guess, clients or contracts, I had asked them, I said, oh, so like, how did you hear about me? And there was a member that we follow each other on social media. I had never met her at the time. And she passed my name along and said, you should contact Jody. And that was so cool that like someone that has never met me put my name out there and said, like, she's your girl. Mm-hmm. And it also felt really cool to finally kind of, I think for some, we all go through like a different amount of time that it takes to find our place in like any industry. And to finally, like, there's so much for me that is so passionate about capturing like farms and like farms in reality, like not getting a flyer and seeing it and being like, that is not what farms look like.
Like authenticity.
So to finally like really have people like see me for like what I'm passionate about was really cool. And then I think just naturally as you do something for one large client, it gives other people the confidence to be like, oh, she does large scale like stuff. And some people may not even have thought that I was interested in that. Like, so that kind of started my stock photography, I guess you could say. So now throughout a year, it looks so I start it's now entering my slow season. So from now until say March, I'm just finishing up edits for the year, getting stuff sent out for Christmas and marketing deadlines, and then I have to do all my paperwork for the year pretty much to kind of touch all that up. Maybe do some marketing that I kind of neglect throughout the busy season. And then this year I'll actually be doing the London Farm Show, so doing things like that.
Wow.
But anyways, so starting around March, like throughout the winter, there's sometimes like different branding or indoor sessions, but starting in March, things start to kind of pick up again. Going out and doing family photos, and then the spring rush will hit for companies and marketing or farms, getting photos. So I going into each season generally don't know what's going to come at me. I just have to go into each year with good faith that like everything's going to like continue as it has before. So this is year four, and every year it's gotten busier, so that's good. So yes, throughout the year it is family, wedding, marketing. So companies will call me up and I go out and take photos for them, or I go out and take photos and I have them in my stock gallery ready and on hand for if companies call me up out of the blue and say, "Do you have a picture of a Case combining wheat?" Then I have stuff to be like, "Yep, here's some options. Does this work for what you're looking for?"
Very cool.
So yeah, that is kind of my balance. I'm starting to get out of weddings a little bit. And I'm really trying to shift more of a focus on not just getting stock photos on farms, but really getting like on farm memories of like the people on farm and exactly how they are day to day, not dressed up and looking nice. Just because I think life happens so fast. Like things change on farms, the scenery changes. You put up buildings, you advance things, but also, unfortunately, sometimes the faces on farms change. Or what you were capable of doing 5 years ago, maybe you're not capable of doing. Or things like showing cattle, even like just things that the seasons of life change so much. So I think it's so nice for like your own family or like people around you to look back and be like, that was my dad or like that was my mom. And really have like a solid memory of like how you saw them day to day. So that has been picking up as well, which is really nice. On the flip end, it is hard because I love being in the field in the spring and fall. But this fall is actually the first year that I've not been able to make it out to the field just because it's been so busy. So that is good, but it also kind of it's a little conflicting in my own heart because there's so much a part of me that wants to be out in the field.
Yes.
But that's not really it's good to like balance things out, but as far as at the end of the day, somebody said it to me last week too, like don't always chase the money. So like in your head, if somebody says, "Oh, can I get photos done this weekend?" In your mind, you're like, "Sure, like I'll just keep working, keep working, keep working." But in my head, it's like you got to find that balance of being you and like restoring your own energy so that you can go and be creative again rather than just like working yourself into the ground.
I think that's a good point for sure. Now, with what you do, and I know like it's super specific and obviously like you're a creative person and you have your own vision in mind, is there anything with what you do that you could outsource to somebody like more specifically on the editing side of things, or is that something where you very much got your own style that you'd want to continue with?
Yes, there's photographers that outsource, and I have called in help before to go through photos. I no longer have the individual that was kind of going through a transition phase. So I've tried out a few different things, but I personally find that when I've gone out to a shoot, I know that, like, okay, like this section there was like portions of these photos that I don't need to focus on, or like this photo, or like, oh, I remember I, you just know how the session went and kind of where to go in and flag things at.
Right.
As for photos that you're going to keep. And then for editing as well, the way I edit maybe my family session is maybe different than the way I would edit my agricultural session.
Right.
So it's very hard for, and it's also just in general hard to give up control. Mm-hmm. But I think that there needs to come a time where I find somebody that kind of understands what I need to do with my business, can kind of hop in and pick up the random pieces within my business, just to kind of lighten the load a little bit. I guess the difficulties with that is, one, I don't think I'm at the point of employing someone year round. And then secondly, there is a part of me that I will like admit is worried. I want someone that understands agriculture, but there's a part of me that is worried. Will I bring someone in, teach them everything, show them like kind of what I do, and then would they go out on their own? Again, I think that's overthinking, but it is just something that I just have this like, I'll do it myself. But yes, I think if you look at other businesses, I think like part of the success is like learning where to give up control and not having this mindset that like no one else can do it as good as you can. Like you train people, they can do it. It's just finding the proper fit.
Totally. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense, definitely. So, I mean, we probably have covered a lot of it. It sounds like, you know, probably one of your favorite things that you do is getting to capture those authentic on-farm moments for folks to have as memories, right? And we've discussed some of the challenges. What would you say is the biggest challenge for you with what you do?
So one of my biggest challenges is when I go out and take photos of farm families, and my focus being to get authentic moments of them in everyday life, a lot of those images will cross over into stock photo type images. So a problem I've had is clients not necessarily understanding, unfortunately, sometimes clients not respecting that you can't just give those photos off to companies.
Right.
Because once you give somebody a digital file, there's really no controlling it. Like it can mm-hmm. be handed out as many times as you want. It's really hard. And I try to explain it a lot better now because it was something that, like if I was not into photography, I wouldn't realize that like, oh, I didn't realize that like companies have budgets for this and they pay like a totally different price for this image than what we paid for a family session. I wouldn't have known that. So I've tried to be a lot better about articulating that to clients. That is one thing that I think clients are, they don't mean to do it sometimes. They just are naive to the fact that even though it's really cool to maybe see your family like blown up on a advertising billboard or put on the cover of a magazine, that to me is frustrating because it's like, that is something that these companies standardly pay me for.
Right. Yep.
And it's a totally different rate than what I offer farm families. So
yep. Makes sense.
That is something that, yes, I've struggled on how to control, I guess.
Yeah. I think, like you said, just education, right? Like it's not probably something that people would necessarily think about. So just definitely education for sure.
And then I think the second thing, like I touched on earlier, is putting so much, like this whole business I started up myself, like there's a lot of investment and time and money into this. And to put so much time and energy into learning things, and it's not like I could look to my parents and ask them questions. Like there's nobody in my family that knows photography. I did have a mentor, but it was all things that I actively had to go out and like learn on my own. So to put so much time and energy into something and then have people question if like you're making a living, that is, again, I've learned that you just have to be like, yep, things are good. But like, sometimes that's hard where you're like, man, do people really think that like, I'm like hardly paying my bills? Like sometimes that's hard when you, I say like people can go to school and they get a certificate for a nurse, and people think like automatically like, oh, they've got a great career. Whereas you go and do something for your own, and people don't necessarily always understand it, so they kind of think like, oh, I like maybe her parents are floating her or something. It's like, are you kidding me? Like, I've put so much energy into making this business what it is. So to have people not fully understand like how, I guess to not understand a career within the industry is kind of frustrating sometimes. It's equally as much of a career as a lot of other traditional jobs within the industry.
Totally. No, you've definitely, well, you've carved out something that is very, very unique to our industry. But it is funny because you go to even the Western world that I'm a part of. I know, several photographers that do very well for themselves and are very respected in the industry, and I would say it's just more normal to see in that industry. So it is just funny because, ag is just a little bit different, right? So what advice would you have for somebody that is maybe looking to get into photography or maybe just looking to start a business, but really honing in on a specific niche? Like, what advice would you have for them?
I guess for anything, like just be you. I think throughout my photography career, a big chunk of who I am has naturally been able to shine. The part of me that loves farming, or the part of me that is like such a big softie, like I get to really embrace that, like I make lasting memories for people. So I think just, yeah, always being you will eventually, like, you'll shine how you should. And then, I think the other half of it that I've really had to learn is that we're only human. Like, we can only do so much. We are not machines. So sometimes you have to give yourself grace in the fact that maybe you can't get things done as much as like this big industrial company could or something. Like, it's great to be busy, but then we have to also be realistic that staying up till maybe 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning is not always the most sustainable, like, get stuff done mindset. So this year, that is one thing I've done, is like tried to be a lot better about not editing every ounce of the day that I can, and setting boundaries and saying like, and that I think that's the other thing with anybody that is self-employed. Your work is always there. You can access it at any time. So for me to even like go out and maybe play a round of golf with somebody in the afternoon, I feel so guilty, like somebody's going to catch me, or like, which is so weird that I feel like being caught. Like, I just feel like I can't enjoy things anymore because you have this pressure of like people want their photos and they want them now. So I think you have to put a healthy boundary out, and I'm not scared anymore to say like I took the afternoon to go do something for myself. If you work every evening and every weekend, it is okay to like take time to like restore, and just let everyone know, like be communicative with people and let them know like, hey, like I'm really busy, I'm going to take your photos, but it might be a little bit before you get your photos back. So yeah, just know that you're human and that you can't do everything. It's still good to put good expectations on yourself, but also know that you need to make sure that everything in your life is balanced too.
I think that's really good advice, and probably also very good advice for a lot of the farmers that
It's hard. Like, yeah, it can be really hard, but.
Yeah, it's hard when there's always work to do, right? So really good advice. If you had any other piece of advice for yourself 4 years ago when you were starting out, what do you wish that you had known then that you knew now?
Gosh. I don't know, because I feel like I'm still learning stuff like every
Yeah,
day.
that's fair. That's fair. What are you most proud of yourself for?
Honestly, this is gonna sound like really, really weird, but So like I've lost people in my life and just grandparents to old age, honestly. But you look back and you wish that you had more pictures with them, or like you just crave like any ounce of like one more day with them, or like or photos that even just like depict who they were. And I look back and like we don't have many of that. So I think going out to farms and capturing photos and looking at them being like, this is who they are. Like, and knowing that you're giving photos to a family that like they're going to have forever. And something that, I've been to a few photo shoots where unfortunately they know it's like the last time that somebody in that session is going to be in photos. That is really hard. And that's been, I guess it's something that I feel lucky that they feel confident and feel comfortable enough around me to say, like, can you come capture these moments for us? Because it's the last moments we're going to have. And then sometimes unknowingly, I've had it a few times, like I said, this is going to sound really weird, but where a photo I've taken ends up as like their photo for like their obituary. And to me, that is like, I've captured something that represents who they are as a whole, as a person. And like,
they wouldn't have that photo if it weren't for you. Right.
Yeah. I just think it is so, cause sometimes you see photos for that and they scrape back and try to find something like, and it's like an old cutout picture from like this random group shot or something. And it's really, sometimes it's really hard for families to like set the time out to say like, Jody's going to come out to the field. She's going to come take photos. But I try to keep it lighthearted, fun, but also be mindful that like they've got things to do, but also make them stop for like 2 minutes of their life is not going to kill them to get some photos taken.
Yeah.
So I would say I'm really proud that like I get to make moments for families that like they look back at forever and truly know that that is like represents who they loved.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah. To me, that is the coolest part of my job. And I think the days that I get like overwhelmed or stressed, I stop and like, when I'm editing a gallery and then I see these moments, I'm like, okay, like I'm stressed to the max, but the fact that this family now has these photos kind of just gives me another burst of energy to keep going.
Well, and I'm sure that like that passion for it is what makes you so great at what you do too. So that's amazing. Anything that we didn't cover that you'd like to cover?
I'm such a talker, so I don't know.
I think that was fantastic, and you do such a great job of, you know, shedding light into what everybody else does. So it's really nice to get to hear from the lady behind the lens that's capturing all kinds of great moments within the industry. So thank you so much for agreeing to this today, and I'm very excited for folks to get to hear this episode. Thank you for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. For updates to new episodes, please subscribe or follow me on Twitter @Michelle_Dernan.